Hi, this is Jeff Lozardo, UpRegis Oracle Practice Leader. And today I want to take a few moments to talk about a new no-charge service that Oracle is offering called Java Management Service, or JMS. It came out last week around June 9th to not a lot of fanfare. And the reason why it's of interest is Oracle's putting out this service to help customers, in essence, track, monitor, and optimize their Java usage across the entire enterprise, desktop, server, cloud, etc. And so what it is ultimately is that for customers to use the service, they would have to go in, sign up for a no-charge OCI account, and then install this Java Management Service. Now, the key part is with the installation, you're installing an Oracle Management Agent, and that you're installing actually in your host environment. So it's actually on the behind the client's firewall. And from there, the Management Agent can then monitor and collect data from sources that reside in the hosts as well as virtual hosts. And within the agent or within the management agent, there's this agent install key, which were based on Oracle's website as a token required by the management agent installation. But the key part about the install key is that it authorizes the management agent to communicate with OCI. So in essence, what customers are doing for this Java Management Service that says no charge to say, look, we're having trouble understanding where our Java usage is, where we need to be optimized, what versions we're using, how we're using it, where we're using it, etc. And since that's a big concern for customers, at times it's certainly concerned about getting audited, this service is a free service that Oracle's saying, hey, just go ahead, in essence, download this agent. You'll download it behind your firewall in your environment, and then this agent will go through and collect everything and let you know where you have compliance issues, etc. So it sounds great on its face for customers. However, as you can imagine, the tricky part here is, well, what information does it collect, right? So one of the big things that Oracle is always concerned about is obviously the usage of their software, of how clients are using it, and certainly with Java to try to see who's in compliance and who's out of compliance. You might be familiar with Oracle audits and LMS has enacted them, and if you can't exactly track or know what your usage or utilization is, even on the Oracle tech stack or applications, et cetera, they'll have scripts they want you to run. And we certainly do not recommend running those scripts, and most organizations don't. They'll have to go through and self-report and certify, et cetera. What this is meant to do is, in essence, it almost acts very much like a script, except the key part is that when you install this behind your firewall, you're in essence, it's like installing a spy cam into your house. And not only that, but you're also authorizing Oracle to be able to track this information. So what the management agent actually does is it sits behind the client's firewall. It monitors all the different information of the different Java versions. It can also obviously track virtualization. So it's looking at your entire system architecture. It can track third-party applications to see what versions of Java they're using, where something might not be up to date, etc. And it feeds all that information back to OCI, which is Oracle's cloud infrastructure. So that's kind of the real key here. When you look at what this offers, it sounds great on the surface, but the problem that customers are going to have if they just start to download this is all the information they're going to be sharing with Oracle. And the potential is there for Oracle to be able to take that information and certainly use it for upsell opportunities. Oracle, and Larry Ellison has said this now for a few years, that the future of Oracle, their success, is going to be predicated on Autonomous Database and Fusion ERP. So you're looking at the infrastructure and platform as a service, as well as the software as a service. And one of the challenges Oracle has had over time is to get their install base to migrate over to Oracle's cloud services. Certainly they're going out there and trying to win net new business as well and take clients from SAP, Workday, et cetera. But the key part for them is to get people over to migrate into this area. And the other part they've been using that we've seen over the last couple of years is kind of using Java. And the interesting part there is they're approaching customers with a separate division. They'll call and say, we're your Java account representative or Java sales representative. And what they're doing is looking to see if people have an interest in purchasing Java, or at the very least, getting support on their current versions of Java. So if you have Java already installed that you download for free, you don't need to purchase a license. There's only three ways you need to buy anything. One is if you want support to get updates to those other free versions, then you'd be charged a fee for that as part of a cloud subscription. Two would be if you want to get to the new versions of Java, since Oracle changes licensing policies, and you want to actually purchase a cloud subscription for that new Java. You can certainly do that. The third way that comes into play, and this is where the key part comes in, is to say, well, if we've downloaded these Java versions for free, and there's two different contracts that you do, the kind of click-through contracts when you've downloaded them previously. If you've downloaded them for free, within those contracts, there is a license scope. And ultimately, the scope of that license limits exactly how you can use the Java software. And if you were to exceed that scope in any fashion, then you'd be required to purchase a license from Oracle. And that's where the key piece comes in. And so what these Java representatives have done is talk to customers wanting to kind of incentivize them to look at the security of these older Java versions, what type of systems or applications are they running with Java, where they have potentially security vulnerabilities, et cetera, talk about how the new versions are so much better. And from that, they'll ask to prepare a proposal or a quote. And with that, they'll request some additional information regarding your system architecture, things of that nature. And that's where we've seen some customers make a mistake, is sharing that information, because it seems like a different division and it's just Java related. But from that, Oracle is learning about your infrastructure, your system architecture, your entire environment. And not only can they then prepare a Java proposal for you, but they can also look at that and say, okay, now we know this environment, where are there other vulnerabilities? Right? Where do we think that we can replace some third-party applications or upsell them on other services that we provide? Or more importantly, where can we audit them on the tech stack? Right? Especially if you're using virtualization, for example, like VMware, you could have a tremendous amount of exposure. So what's interesting about this piece, and again, we haven't seen where Oracle's going to go with this, so we're just highlighting what the potential could be here for customers, is that if you are concerned about your Java usage and you end up downloading this at no charge, in essence, installing it in your host environment, behind your firewall, by doing so, you're giving Oracle basically the spy cam to track and monitor all the information that they can gather from that and feed it back to OCI, which is what Oracle controls. And second, you're actually authorizing Oracle to do this as part of the download. So we just wanted to call that out to customers' attention, to be very careful with some of these no-charge services and understand what the potential risk could be. So even though you might be concerned about Java, you might be downloading this and opening up a real can of worms for yourself for Oracle to be able to understand where you have some other compliance issues, as well as to give them more insight as to where they want to get a little bit more high-pressure sales tactics, as it were, where they understand perhaps some old third-party applications you might be using in other areas where they think they could provide value. So the key part there is, by downloading JMS, you do run the risk of potentially either opening up an audit or a sales cycle that perhaps you're not really interested in doing.